Blog Talk Radio.
WD Miss B Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you? What you? What you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
I have a dream.
Could you possibly rewind and come again?
Okay.
I have a dream. I still have a dream.
Stereo music power.
All right. You're live, BWD Radio, with who else? Me, your host, Ms. V. Oh, call, listen in, hit the digits, 347-237-4501. In just a moment, I'll be joined by R&B soul artist Dion Gladney. And our live and on-demand shows are an extension, if you haven't figured it out already, of BWD Radio's 24/7 nonstop music variety station. No commercials, just the hottest indie music artists of today. Oh, yeah, supporting and playing all genres of music worldwide. BWD Radio, and more so myself, is all about diversity, unity, and the indie artists of today. All right, well, without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and bring our guest on in, Dion.
Ms. V, how you doing?
I am doing outstanding. Thank you so much for asking. Thank you so much for taking the time out to join us this evening.
No, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I have your latest single, I Don't Mean It. I have that on deck, so we'll be spinning that. We'll spin that out after, you know, I have to drill you with some awesome interview questions.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Miami, how we doing?
Hey. Yeah. Already the coronas are already in hand, just so you know.
All right. Miller highlight, right. Miller highlight.
another highlight. So, all right, so now tell us, you know, where we are. So tell us where you're originally from and where you're hailing now. And also what inspired using Dion, and if I'm pronouncing it correctly, is it Gladney as your stage name?
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Gladney, G-L-A-D-N-E-Y. I am from Lansing, Michigan, the capital city of Michigan. And this is where I am right now. I just got in from Chicago, from the Taste in Chicago. That was very exciting. So right now I'm just sitting in the neighborhood under the trees and just enjoying the breeze and good old Lansing. And the reason I decided to use my name is I decided, you know, if I use something else, people who know me and rock with me for a long time, they wouldn't really, you know, they wouldn't recognize it because they know it wouldn't be me. And trust me, I was sitting here, I was thinking of all kind of different names. It was DG, D Gladney. I even thought about using some serious crazy aliases from comic book characters. And I said, nah, let me just be Dion Gladney and just keep it official all the way, authentic, and just come out
exactly.
And just be who I am. Mm-hmm.
Authentic, that's the key, authentic, especially.
Yes, ma'am.
Which is even more key, in my opinion, you know, when you're in the classy music, you know, you need to keep it classy, right?
Exactly. I grew up on so many of great talent and through generations of music that, you know, they never changed their name. It was just who they were. And you get more in tune with a person like that. You get more in tune with their music. So, you know, I definitely want to go be remembered as somebody who's definitely authentic, and hopefully I can have a long career, like say somebody like Ronald Isley, who's been in the game since 1955. So, you know, now it's 2016, and he's still touring and still doing music. That's the kind of career that I definitely strive to have.
Absolutely. Well, I think you kind of touched on to my next question. My next question is, tell us about your musical journey. You know, when it began, because it's obvious you've been doing music for a good minute now. And and what else besides that, the artist? What motivated you to pursue a career in music?
Well, I started out doing music. My grandfather was a pastor here in Lansing, Michigan. And he founded two churches. And in that church, everybody was musically inclined. Everybody did something. And just seeing him, he was a singing preacher. And everybody did something. Grandma was singing. My mom was singing. Uncle on guitar. Uncle on the drums. Cousins in the choir. And just having that background. My mother and father, they were singers as well. They were singing. My mother still sings. And my father, he sang in a quartet group. So it was just everywhere in the family. So, and then when I got home, my mother had a crate of records. I mean, a crate of records. When I say a crate, I'm talking about a crate of records from David Ruffin, Eddie Kendricks, Lou Rawls, Slade, The Bar Cave, you know, Blue Jeans, you know, Chocolate Milk, you know, Parliament Funkadelic. So I would just put those records on it. And it just kind of just stuck with me. It was just something that I just loved to do. It was, you know, I didn't want to be on the usher board in church because you had to stand up for too long. And I was like, I don't want to stand up. I want to sing. So I was able to just to do that. And it just kind of caught with me and it just stayed with me. And I developed more. And Michael Jackson was a very heavy influence. You know, Michael Jackson, just the way he just was as an individual with his music and his artistic expression, you know, that was just... It was just something that just caught me.
All right. So for those who've never heard your music, can you explain your overall sound to us in five words or less?
V, you're gonna say five words.
Well, I think my five words throw people off, because when I say five words, it could be like, you know, someone's like explaining, you know, like the feeling of something, whether it's ecstatic or it's blue or it's, you know, people have certain words they place there, you know, not so much five words of a sentence.
okay. I got you. Dion Gladney, huh? Five words. Dion Gladney, timeless, classic, authentic, in that order.
All right. Okay. All right. So it's good. That's good. We're on the same page. I like it.
Yes,
I like it already.
Yes.
Now,
Miami.
Now you do write your own music, correct?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
And I knew that, but, you know, I still have to clarify it before I bounce into my next question. And my next question is, where do you draw inspiration from when you write songs, and what's your favorite part in actually crafting a complete single?
My inspiration is it's like a mixture of things, not many things, just a few things. One of them is the music and how the track kind of speaks to me, the vibe of the track, and then sometimes it's not even a track or music. Sometimes it's just something I'm feeling, something I'm writing. Inspiration basically comes from something that I've either been through, something I can relate to, something people can relate to. Music is therapeutic for me. So to be able to sit down and just, you know, play out my frustrations of the day, or just to get some repetition in, you know, and to be able to just to still try to be better and try to get better every day. And that inspiration is just a big eclectic mix, from the music to just life situations to personal experiences to writing and looking at it as a listener would look at it. You know, I want to be able to relate to people, and, you know, and if I'm talking about something that people can relate to, I think that, you know, I'm doing something, you know, in the right direction. So it's a nice little mix, but when you pour it in the pan and you put it in the oven, it still comes out good cornbread. A nice cake, a nice gumbo, whatever you like, it's gonna be very, you know, I try to do my best, and
you know, and think outside the box. Not just what I would like, but what can fit good on radio and you know, what could sell, you know, eventually.
Exactly. And that's important too.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Now, the favorite part of the song, crafting it, oh my goodness. The vocal, the track itself, the feel of it, the delivery on the vocals, and then my favorite part is the mix. I love just the mixing of the records. Just you know, I came up in ages where, you know, you twisted on knobs, and now they have things where you just do it all in digital and on a computer. So it's like it's just phenomenal, and just to be able to sit and just see how a mix can just bring out the feeling of a record and what you're trying to get across. That's, to me, that's very, very important. So those are my three basic things: the delivery, the music, and the feel, and definitely the mix of the record.
All right. Yeah, the mix, mix and mastering. Many artists, regardless of the genre, do not really realize the how necessary it is, because there is a big... And not just for quality. I mean, even though that's the main reason, but you know, there's more to it than just the quality. It's also it brings the whole, it's like the whole package. It brings it all together. You know.
Yes, it does. And those are things that artists, you know, we can't cut corners on. And those things are very, 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 very important. And some DJs, and they won't spin it, they won't play it, they won't listen to it, mm-hmm. if your quality is not where it needs to be. And that's why I know that, you know, the mixing and the mastering quality, it has to be where it has to be. And then, so sometimes, you know, you just have those records where a lot of people just don't put that much into it, but it depends on what type of record it is. You know, you can go to a club with something with a lot of 808 and snaps and just banging, and it might mm-hmm. work. But when you have a song where you have a singer or a country artist or something, it's about lyrics and delivery, and people want to feel records. I think that's what captivates an audience to like an artist, because they like the lyrics, but it's just the way it feels, and it just grabs them and makes them want to, you know, have interest in an artist. So I'm trying to cover all the areas. So you know, I'm very thankful and very humble that I'm, you know, I've been able to learn and get, you know, sound advice and just know what to do and what not to do.
Absolutely. Now, you did name a few artists, like Michael Jackson and whatnot, but do you have a few others that you would say that would be some of your, you know, who are some of your musical influences?
Oh, wow. And not
I'm
in
sure
any particular order. But I can tell you, let's see, Donnie Hathaway, Babyface, him and the production that he and L.A. Reid would do, oh, my goodness, is just phenomenal. It's a soundtrack to a lot of our lives. I like the production of Narada Michael Walden, who would do a lot of Whitney Houston's hits. One of my favorite singers, whose birthday was just yesterday, Gerald LaVert, Barry White. I like the Bee Gees.
Barry.
yeah, you're sure you're right. So I like the Bee Gees. I like the Doobie Brothers. A lot of gospel, definitely. Aretha Franklin.
Oh, yeah, gospel.
Yeah, definitely that. I grew up on that. Anything from the Mighty Clouds of Joy to Ken Spirituals to the Mississippi Mass Choir, James Cleveland, John P. Key. I could just name you on and on. Fred Hammond Commission, Men of Standard, R. Kelly, certain producers like Brian Michael Cox, you know, and producers like Devontae Swing, you know, producers that kind of just shaped, you know, the 90s. And, you know, definitely the, you know, the older producers like Quincy Jones and people like that, you know, I look at people for different things, you know. Michael Jackson, definitely for his writing and artistic ability, his way to command a song and stage performances. I love Babyface because you know, his writing abilities and the way he would produce a song. Where back in the day when Babyface came on, you knew it was a Babyface record, no matter who the artist was.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Even people like Al B. Sure. A lot of people don't know Al B. Sure was very, very, very responsible for a lot of careers that took off, from Jodeci to Tevin Campbell to, you know, a lot of people. And those are the songs that kind of crafted my, you know, my, I should say, history book of music, you know, just a few instances. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I even liked, too, when Johnny Gill, when he went out on his own. Yeah, he did his thing.
Hey, Johnny Gill had that album. I was just talking about that the other day. That song, Lady Du Jour, that was my song.
Oh,
that was like,
Yeah.
You know, and he came back with Love in the Elevator. I was like, okay, Johnny.
Yes. Yes.
And I seen, I just seen New Edition not too long ago, and they were good. They were good in concert.
Those
boys are still going. Oh yeah,
they're
good in concert. They were in Detroit, and it was a nice concert. And those are the things I do too. I've been blessed to be able to go and see a lot of people these past few months. I think in the last 6 months, I've seen, oh man, Jill Scott, Babyface, New Edition, Patti LaBelle, SWV. I just came back from seeing Sheila E. and the Isley Brothers, and Ronald Isley and Ernie Isley. And these are like legends. And just to see how I listen to their music, but just the way they can command a stage and the way this, just the way they just, their stage presence, that's just like, wow. I mean, I'm sitting there, and I'm almost in tears. Ronnie Isley, he's singing in there. And the ladies just got their hands up, and they almost crying. And it's like, it's just, you know, you listen to songs, and then you hear a person actually sound like that in concert.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
There you go. You might have
there's nothing worse. Yeah, there's nothing worse than when you go to a concert, and they don't sound anything like they do on their track, and you're like, whoa.
And that's one thing that I definitely
talented.
Will say, that you won't have that problem when you come see me, ever. I pride myself on how I sound. That's like, that's one of the main things. Like, I think about, like, how am I going to sound? And if that first note's going to come out, because I want to, you know, do so good every time, and I want to perform my best every time. So I get a lot of work because I'm a music director at a couple of churches. So I get some work every Sunday. So it's not a problem.
That's good. That's good. So on your latest release, I Don't Mean It, tell us what inspired the track's title, and as well as what can the listener expect from the overall sound and storytelling on this track?
Well, I Don't Mean It was produced by my good friend Masquerade, out of Los Angeles. And when I produce as well, and I rarely let other people produce tracks for me. And so I wanted to try something different, where I just wanted to just focus on the songwriting and my vocals and things like that. And so he sent me some tracks, and just his tracks just fit me so well. And as well as other producers that I have, Benji Beats, Baz, Jules Diamond. But on this particular track, it just felt right. And I was like, wow, it's got that sound. It's got that feel. And we just started coming up with concepts, and all of a sudden, I Don't Mean It. And then, you know, I wanted to write the verses to make them flow together. And the inspiration was basically just to return the love. There's a lot of times in relationships that they may break down, or you don't focus on the things that you once did focus on, and they don't become as important. So I wanted to focus on the love in a relationship and to return back to love. The whole world needs love. So from a standpoint as a man, I know that in relationships, sometimes, and we as men, we do and say things that we don't mean. And it just kind of just came together, and I just, you know, I don't mean it. And my basically, like an apology and manning up to say I don't mean it, and just to say that, you know, I was emotional, but if I wanted to have something where it was a good summer groove record too, so I didn't want to make it to the point where I was begging or something like that, but I wanted to kind of get to the point.
You just gave me a total flashback back to R. Kelly's I Can't Sleep.
Right. I didn't mean it. I did not mean it. I was emotional. I didn't mean it, but I wanted to have it, you know, I was thinking about, too, you know, something that people can ride to. So the track definitely has a summer groove ride feel to me. So, you know, it was like hand in hand, and everything just worked out so phenomenal. Shout out to Masquerade for just yeah, his inspiration was definitely right on point. And then you know, like, we go back to mixing, and then I sat up and mixed with a very talented young man by the name of Zach Tuck at Real Time Recording, you know, he listened to what I wanted, and we just sat there and he did it, and it just brought the sound. And then I got it mastered by you know, a great mogul that's been in the game for years, and it's just, everything's just coming together. So it's just like, you know what, just roll with it, and this is good. So I don't mean it was like something I said, I want to release this one, and it's doing good. And I mean, Miss V, I definitely appreciate you for, you know, taking the time out to listen to it and play it and talk to me now. I appreciate you.
Hey, you know, and I appreciate being appreciated because I appreciate you appreciating me. So, so what's your? I don't want to run out of time because I want to make sure we have enough time to play this great track. So, what's your favorite thing that you like to do when you're not busy making music?
I like to go to the gym. I like to travel, go places I've never been before, and shop. I like clothes, and I like shopping for sunglasses. I'm a sunglasses guy, but the majority is in that order: gym, travel, shop. There you go. And spend time with family, you know, friends.
All right, and to learn a little something else about you, what's your motto or the advice you live by?
If you do right, good things will come to you.
Yes, I like that.
Yes, ma'am.
I like that. All right, and then we're going to take a fun fact time. What are five things that you can't live without? And obviously, God and family, they're a giving. So outside,
amen,
God and family, what are the five things that you cannot live without today?
Oh, today, I can't live without my music. I cannot live without my keys. I don't know what it is about my keys. If I lose my keys, everything in my world stops. Cologne, peanuts,
cologne.
Cologne, peanuts, and Carmex. You gotta have some Carmex on deck. I don't, you know,
Carmex.
Preferably the tube, not the round thing, because you know, you want the tube.
Really, I'm the opposite. I'm the flip side. I like the little round thing because for some reason I don't like, for the tube tastes funny. I don't know why. I just don't know.
Right, but see, that's why you got to take it. You got to put your finger on it and squeeze it. Then you know, put it on your lip. You know.
Oh, okay. All right.
But you know, it's the same thing as the little thing. You know?
I'm
but you know, we won't. But we won't be. We will not have chapped lips, and that's the best thing.
Exactly.
Exactly. Ms. V,
okay,
you are
so
crazy.
What's next? You know, I've always been crazy. You know, that's because I like everything. I'm so diverse. I am so diverse. When
that's
the 45s were out, 45s were out, I was sitting at the jukebox listening from anything from doo-wop to you know what. And that's when music was really good. There was no swearing. There was no nothing. Everything was
right.
Just good.
and on 45s, that was like when I first got introduced to Michael Jackson. It was like my mom had this floor model TV / record player. Everybody probably had one of them. From a Curtis Mathis version, and the first record I heard on the 45 was "Enjoy Yourself" by the Jackson.
Enjoy Yourself.
And I was hooked. I've been hooked ever since then. So,
all
45
right,
cassette tapes and all that.
All right. So quick, like a bug. Not saying you're a bug or anything. So what's next? What's next for Dion? What's going on? What project happens going on? A new video? Live events? What's up?
Yeah, well, right now we're shooting two videos. We're going to be going to Lake Michigan doing that. And then we got shows coming up. Talking to Ron Paul out in New York to just book some, get some solid dates. I know we have Brooklyn, New York coming up. So I'm very excited about that. And if you're in Lansing, you can see me every Sunday if you come to church. But I'm waiting on you to throw the BWD Radio Jam Fest, and then I'll be down there
performing, you know, it's whenever. I've never been to Miami, so don't think we got to do. We have to be proactive in this new state of the world.
No one is more proactive than myself. I am OCD proactive. But anyways,
So declare it, the Jam Fest, Miss V Jam Fest. Declare it right now on the radio. Declare it.
Can't declare. I do not lie. I go to church. All right. Okay. So, did we cover everything you got coming up?
For the most part. Just keep looking out for what I got coming on. I got a plethora of songs, and I'm shooting videos for every one of them. I'm ready to rock and roll. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Deon Gladney, DeonGladney. Let's see what else. You can. Want to book me, go to crownrecords@mail.com or I have a official Facebook fan page, Deon Gladney. I got a book me tab. You can book me there. Just keep looking because if there's a will, there's a way. And I'm definitely coming. And I just definitely appreciate all my people for the support here at Crown Records and Famous Fontana, Universal Music Group, Jeffrey Collins, Jerry Bobelli, everybody. Just, you know, I just appreciate the opportunity. So I'm just going to keep plugging away and make things happen as God allows it to.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure
and
chopping
you,
it up with
and
you.
And you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, no.
Miami.
No. All right. Well, it's been a pleasure chopping it up with you as well. So go ahead and before you leave on out, why don't you go ahead and take us into this latest single of yours?
All right. My name is Deon Gladney. I'm from Lansing, Michigan. I want everybody that listens to this song to be safe and be careful. Shout out to my family everywhere. Shout out to my friends everywhere. Here's a new single on BWD Radio with Miss V. It's called I Don't Mean It. Turn it up. Miami!
I know sometimes I can say
when you know that without you in my life I fall. my hustle.